The Phoenix City Council this week voted to recommend speeding up a couple of light rail lines, including the one to South Phoenix. Originally, the plan was to open the line going down Central Avenue to Baseline in 2034. Now it could open in 2023, 11 years earlier. The proposed changes are now sent to the Valley Metro Board of Directors and Maricopa Association of Governments. Final adoption could come this summer. For more on how this would impact South Phoenix, I'm joined by Victor Vidalis. He owns RE/MAX New Heights Realty in the neighborhood and is a supporter of the extension into South Phoenix. Victor, what do you think when you heard about the plans being sped up?
Well, we got really excited, and when we saw that being an agenda item, actually myself and a number of our community leaders actually showed up to speak on, to advocate for it, because we really believed that it was the right thing to do. Our community fought really hard to try to get the vote out for Proposition 104 to get the funds available so that they could expedite this.
What will it mean for your neighborhood to have this light rail in more than a decade earlier, potentially, than you thought it would be?
Well, it means a lot of things. And I think primarily, you know, it's connecting us to the rest of Phoenix, you know, and you've got to look at both the short-term and long-term impact that this will have. And initially, you know, it's going to be rough. We're going to have to really go through some challenges with construction. It's not going to be easy. So I think for our community, we're really aware of that. We see the future, and we see the potential that it can bring for job creation, for the connection to major universities throughout the city, access to healthcare, and jobs, you know, bringing access to jobs. So, you know, we got to kind of temper the great things that are to come, because we're really excited about that. But we know that there, now that this acceleration has happened, the community and the neighborhood really has to be involved in how all this gets laid out, and be involved as much as we can so that we can mitigate some of the challenges that will occur with construction and the like.
When you talk about some of those challenges, will it be harder to do and to try to mitigate some of them, knowing that you have less time to plan for them and try to deal with them?
Yeah, I think it is going to be tough. But the one thing that I think this has done, or what I've seen in my involvement with light rail over the past 5 years, and even before that with Rio Salado Beyond the Banks, is that this has unified the community and the city and Valley Metro and all the folks that are working on this. So I really believe that the communication's there to really create something that's beneficial for all parties.
When you talk about some of the construction and the effect on businesses that will be along where the light rail will be and where the construction is going to be, do you anticipate that some of those are just going to go out of business? I mean, it's happened in other parts of town where some businesses along the line have gone out of business. Do you expect that to happen here? And do you expect new companies to open up at some point along sort of in those places?
I don't expect that to happen. But when you look at the history of light rail, it has happened. But what I saw in the city council and what I've seen throughout this entire process is really they understand that this part of the valley is different than other parts of the valley. And there are over 250 businesses that are in this corridor that have 10 employees or less. We have a lot of diversity in the type of businesses that are being ran there. If we can put together a program, that's part of the approval that happened on Tuesday, was there was $1.5 million dollar approval for the New Starts program, so they can finish that off, which includes them taking a look at a business assistance program. And the business assistance program is good, but I think it's a little more comprehensive for South Phoenix, because a lot of the businesses that are there are actually schools. So when I look at businesses, we need to look at the schools, the institutions that are there, the churches that are there. So we just have to work together, and the community has to be involved and work with Valley Metro as they start to figure out, what does this business assistance program look like? It could be more of a community assistance program. There's other models that have already are out there in the country that we can look to say, hey, these are the type of things that we want to see for South Phoenix. It's not just, you know, throwing out a marketing campaign. It's creating real funds that can be there to help them sustain pre, during, and post construction.
Victor Vidalis owns RE/MAX New Heights Realty in South Phoenix. Victor, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.